Welcome to the Kim Komando Show podcast, and thanks for being a Komando community member. Here's hour one for the weekend of June 5th, 2021.
All right, so it happened this past week. Police in Massachusetts, they say that a man, get this, drove his SUV onto the Brown County Club golf course around 5 a.m. Why? Because he was stuck at the sixth hole. So the police were called in. Police come to him and say, what's going on with you? He says, I was just following my Waze GPS app and I landed on the golf course. Okay. Use your eyes, buddy. Can't always trust technology. But speaking of GPSs, did you hear about the brand new GPS made specifically for anyone over the age of 70? Yes, over the age of 70. Not only does it tell you how to get to your destination, it tells you why you wanted to go there in the first place. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, just an example of the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life. And it's, of course, America's most trusted source about all things digital. We're the largest show here on the weekends about anything digital. You can find us on 420 top radio stations throughout the United States on your favorite radio app. And you can find us streaming 24/7 over at getkim.com. And you can also tap into us on the American Forces Network radio that serves more than 375,000 American servicemen and women in 175 countries and 200 ships at sea. And of course, it's called the Kim Komando Show because, after all, I'm America's beloved digital goddess, Kim Komando, here with you once again.
We're not worthy.
I'm so glad that you're here. All right, let's get started with five things you need to know about tech that's happening right now. And we're going to start with another ransomware cyber attack. And here we go again. Just a few days ago, an attack targeted JBS. Ever hear of JBS? I didn't hear about them either. But it's a Brazilian-based company that happens to be the largest meat processing company on the planet. Now we know. This one also halted operations. Talk about ground beef. Get that? All right, sorry. It caused a shutdown of at least 5 meat processing plants in the U.S. They're back up and running. Meat production levels are returning to normal. But this could be an unfortunate sign of what's to come because cyber criminals are now targeting big businesses with deep pockets. It's critical infrastructure. Now, before they said, you know, we're not going to really disrupt anything. We're just in it and for the money. Remember, they had like these moral guidelines? Not so much anymore. The ransomware group called REVIL, it's REVIL, or sometimes they say REVIL. They are from Russia, the ransomware gang. And they, what separates them from the rest is that they are truly cruel. And so some of the emails that I saw demanding the ransomware, they went into graphic detail of things that they saw somebody doing on a webcam that I can't talk about. So just a word to the wise is that whatever you do on the computer, just keep in mind that maybe there could be a copy of it out there. This is also the group that hacked a law firm last year representing celebrities like Lady Gaga and U2. When they failed to pay the amount demanded, this ransomware group doubled the price, and they posted some of Lady Gaga's legal docs online. Other data is being auctioned off to the highest bidder. But, you know, one of the things that you have to remember is they can bring a meat processing plant to a grounding halt, and they can turn off the lights too. Number two, weaponized drones. What are these? A few months ago, a Border Patrol helicopter spotted something strange in the airspace shared by the U.S. Air Force Base and the International Airport in Tucson, Arizona. And it wasn't a drone. What was it? They called it a quadcopter that was highly modified. Highly modified being their terms. Reports say it was about 5 feet wide, equipped with an infrared camera, obviously not battery powered, because the drone was able to outrun the Border Patrol helicopter and another Tucson PD chopper that was chasing it. And then this motorized drone, highly modified, just disappeared into the clouds at 14,000 feet. Now, authorities say they never saw it emerge from the clouds. Anyone on the ground didn't see anybody retrieve it. They think that these are the drones that are being used by drug cartels and being used in the U.S. and Mexico. While it's believed that some drones are used to transport drugs, the scarier thought right now is that maybe they're armed with makeshift bombs because the drones are so small. Maybe they can't carry explosives large enough to take out a crowd or building, but they are definitely able to cause injury or maybe worse. You know, maybe these weaponized drones aren't the worst news that you've heard yet, but it's way up there. Number three, MagSafe, definitely not always safe. don't know if you've ever heard about MagSafe. It's a term that Apple has given, a way to power electronics using magnets and keeping them together instead of a cable and a charger. You just place the device on top of a magnet and it charges up. Okay, now we got that out of the way. Not long after the MagSafe-equipped iPhone 12 was released, a report published in January said that the magnets could potentially interfere with pacemakers, defibrillators, and other medical implants. Apple put a warning on its website, and then this past week, big deal happened. Journal of the American Heart Association, they published its own report saying that the Apple MagSafe devices could interfere potentially with pacemakers. This report says it can cause interference when placed directly over the skin or in very close proximity to implants, which they say, quote, is clinically significant. Okay, those are some big words. They tested about a dozen different pacemakers, defibrillators, some of which were implanted in patients. The MagSafe had at least some effect on every single device. So if you have a pacemaker or defib, medical implant, make sure that you talk to your doctor about this study. Number four, don't get caught in these X-rated scams. Okay, here's what's going on. Security firm Great Horn, they published a big report this past week. It's not your typical run-of-the-mill phishing emails. You get an email, it says, click on the link, which is going to take you to two types of sites. One that looks like a sketchy dating site with photos asking you to pay. Another one is a site with X-rated photos that wants you to confirm your zip code to find people to meet on the internet. Oh, isn't that nice? Once you turn over all your info, whether it's payment, personal details, you get another email, and then the follow-up threatens to blackmail you unless you pay up. Otherwise, they're going to turn over that info, they say, to everybody on your contact list. We've got details and some samples of it that you can check out over at commando.com. But a good rule of thumb to always follow is if you get an unsolicited email from a woman sharing naked photos of herself and she says she wants to meet you, well, you're going to be the one that's going to end up being indecently exposed. And finally, number five, are you stressed out in life? Well, maybe you need to step into Amazon's wellness coffin. Yeah, you've probably heard about a lot of claims that people are work at Amazon. They're not happy with the working conditions. They are forced to work injured. Some don't get bathroom breaks. Sounds like a pretty stressful environment. And a way to make employees happier, Amazon is planning to put wellness chambers in its warehouses called, very clever name, Amazen, like Zen stations. It's basically a box with a door about the size of an old phone booth or a porta potty where employees, they say, can escape the stresses of work for just a little while. You can sit down and you can listen to relaxation music or maybe watch some videos. Amazon thought it was a great idea. They posted a video of the Amazen station on Twitter where apparently everybody started making fun of it. It was referred to as the crying booth. Motherboard referred to it as a chamber, a coffin-sized booth, and it does look like a coffin. It seems that Amazon's feelings were hurt because that tweet was deleted. But could you imagine a coffin booth with a television? Well, that's the last thing anybody would need. Okay, coming up in just a few moments, you have 8 hidden maps and trackers on your phone right now. And you're like, what is that? Don't worry, you've come to the right place. I'm going to tell you exactly where you can find them and how you can turn them off. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Once again, is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder is that if you're listening to the show, gets interrupted for whatever the reason, you can always listen again, catch up on old shows over at getkim.com. And how about we start this hour with Brother Shockey in Nashville, Tennessee. Hello there, brother. How you doing?
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Fantastic.
I'm great. Good, good, good. I've been listening to you for years and years and years. You are my heads up technologically. Just you're my encyclopedia for tech.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. So I've been looking for an app because I'm using my debit card more and more than cash, and a lot because COVID and everybody's shut down, and you know a lot of stuff's going over to Amazon and things like that. So before COVID, I would use cash and I'd get change back, and that would all go in a jar, my piggy bank, and I'm not getting that cash back. So I'm losing like $500 every 3 years. I'd be cashing in like $500 a change.
Oh, that's, you know what? That's sweet. That's nice. Because that's like money, like you didn't even think about that money.
Exactly. That's the whole thing, you know. And before you know it, boom, you got a ton of money. So I was wondering if there was an app that does a piggy bank roundup thing. I saw a lot of piggy bank apps, and those are mainly for kids, for parents to teach them budgeting. Sure. Roundup apps that you can round up to, you know, the charities. And I'm a very benevolent person, but my change, I want my change.
You're a character. You're funny. I like you. Okay. All right. So here's the deal is that there are a couple of apps out there, and it works kind of like your piggy bank jar that you would put the change in your pocket when you come home. I have one in my closet. It's one of those old water bottles, the glass ones. I've had it for many years, and I just throw change in there. And someday, I don't know how I'm ever going to pick it up. That's my problem because they get so heavy. And even now, I don't know the last time that you actually looked at coins, but boy, it's really interesting to me. I mean, you know, we used to say, like my father would always tell me, I don't know if you remember this, but a long time ago, my father would say, always keep a dime in your pocket in case you need to make a phone call. You know, it's like, well, we don't need that anymore. But what these apps do is that when you use them, let's say, for example, you buy something that's 85 cents, okay? What it will do, it will round up to a dollar. So it will always round up to the next dollar. So if you buy something for 60 cents, it'll go to a dollar. Buy something for 97 cents, it will round up for a dollar. And then it takes those pennies and somehow turns them into dollars and, like you said, hundreds of dollars, and it will actually invest the money for you along the way. And you get to pick how you want your money invested. Do you want it to be moderate and conservative, or do you want to go crazy with it? Do you want to buy stocks? Do you want to buy municipal bonds or whatever it is? There's a couple of companies out there. There's one in particular that I've tried myself. It's called Acorns, like acorns on a tree. And so the whole idea is it's going to round up the acorns. I mean, you know, the simile really does kind of work right there. And then there's another one called Stash. Acorns, it sounds like it's probably more up your alley. Stash is really for people who want to have more hands-on on their investments. So they want to say, I want only to buy Apple stock or Tesla or whatever it may be, versus Acorns, you're just going to pick like a category. And of course, so how do they make their money? Well, they make their money by taking a small percentage of whatever is in your account. And it's typically anywhere between... last I looked, it was about maybe just like 1%. But for that 1%, anything that you buy on that credit card, because you're going to link it, that credit card or that debit card, whatever it may be, because you can do credit cards too, is automatically going to be put into that account, and they're always going to round up to the next dollar. So it's a good way for you and for other people who are having trouble, like really trying to figure out, how do I save money? Right? How do I do this? Because it's, as you mentioned, it's just so easy just to keep using your debit card and your credit card, and especially now with Apple Pay and Google Pay and Samsung, is that, you know, you just hold your phone over it and there it is. We'll post some links to it over on the website in case you missed that information. And of course, that's always inside the Commando community in the Q&A forum. A couple of things I want to pass along. Over at commando.com, we have this great post, 8 hidden maps and trackers you need to switch off, because you know that your phone collects all kinds of data about you, from the sites you frequent to the places you go. What you want to do is get into your phone's location setting. For your iPhone, it's called Significant Locations. On Android, it's called Location History. Then when you get in there, I guarantee you're going to be shocked, I'm telling you, out of every single place that you've been is right there. Free for the taking on your phone. Also, you can limit ad tracking. It means opting out of ad personalization on your iPhone or on your Android. It's under web and app activity. And if you head over to commando.com, look for the link called Kim Show at the top of the homepage. And then we have a link to another article there called 8 Hidden Maps and Trackers That You Need to Switch Off. And speaking of tracking, following in Apple's footsteps, Google is about to make it harder for Android apps to track users when you opt out of personalized ads. That's all according to the Financial Times. Later this year, Google will cut off apps access to advertising IDs, basically allows advertisers to track your interests. They say this way, Google says, we're going to give you more control of your data and help your privacy. Yeah, well, for everyone except for Google. And why are they doing this? You know, because now the people in Washington have finally figured out that Twitter is not the same thing as Facebook, and they're trying to figure out what the heck all these big tech companies are doing. And again, that's later on this year. Moments away from our digital life hacks, this week is brought to you by Total AV, and it's all about these different ways that you can use Google Voice. But right now we go to Jen in Memphis, Tennessee. Hi there, Jen.
Hi, Kim.
So happy to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be on, and I love your show, and I love all the advice that you give. I myself am slightly technologically challenged, so I just love hearing all the tips that you give to all your listeners. And I had a question, so
sure.
I thought, who else to turn to?
Well, thank you. So what's going on, Jen?
So my question is, I was thinking about purchasing a digital photo frame for my parents who live long distance from all their kids and grandkids. And I thought that would probably be the perfect and easiest way to get them updated pictures of what's going on in our lives in a timely manner.
Sure.
Figured it'd be easier than the old age of sending pictures via email.
No, yeah, you don't want to do that.
You know, right. So they are extremely technological, and there's so many out there. I was getting a little confused as to the functions of all of them. So my question would be, what would be the best for us all being far away that we could simply and easily send things from our phone and even the grandkids, the pictures to the grandparents, and where they would not have to do anything. We would be available for the initial setup to help them,
yeah.
But then they could just enjoy the pictures.
Well, you know, it's there, like you said, there's just a ton of them out there, right? Just a ton.
Right.
When Mother's Day came around this year, I thought, you know, I'm going to give my mother a digital photo frame. So I went out shopping like you. And so, like, which is the best one? And I didn't want to pay a monthly storage fee. And I wanted to make it easy for everybody in the entire family to send her photos. And so I picked a brand that we actually had reviewed over on the website. Ben, our news director, he actually reviewed it, and he said it was great. And he had one complaint about it, is that sometimes the photos, when they're vertical, they maybe, like, they squish up a little bit. But I really haven't seen that too much of an issue on mine. But I bought my mother a frame made by a company called Aura, A-U-R-A. And out of the box, super easy to set up. Okay? When you buy it, what you want to do is make sure that you specify that it's a gift. Okay. And when it is set up, specify that it's a gift. And so you just hook it up to Wi-Fi. And then once it's hooked up to Wi-Fi, and there's an app. And then your mom and dad or you can do it. I actually did it for my mom. Is that I emailed this link for everybody in the family where they can send their photos directly to the frame. So you open up the Aura app. It opens up your Google Photos or your photo gallery on your iPhone. You just point and click and select which photos that you want. It stores up to 100,000 different photos.
Wow.
Since Mother's Day, last time I checked, I think she has 1,300 photos. And if she likes a photo, she can touch the screen, and then that photo will play more in the rotation. And it shows two photos at the same time, sometimes one photo, does videos. But I'll tell you, watching her sit there, watch this frame with a huge smile on her face,
right,
is just worth the $150, how much the frame cost, 10 times, because my niece had a son, and so she's sending photos of her. Now it's a great grandchild to my mother. And you know, I'll be in her kitchen and I'll hear her say, look at how big this cookie pots is getting, you know, I'm like, and it's really such a joy to be able to do that. And so that's the one that I would recommend. And there, like I said, there are others. Like another one, a good contender is made by a company called Pixstar. But I tell you, I don't think you could probably beat the one that I got because it's just so incredibly easy. I'll post a link to it over at commando.com. And if you want to see, Ben's full review, you can do that. So does that set you up there in Memphis?
Yes, that sounds perfect. I think that's exactly what we will need to be able to keep them, you know, current in our lives and just with daily photos. The texting of photos doesn't really seem to work. I'm not sure they grasped that concept yet. So
no,
I think the digital frame will be perfect.
Yeah, and then one of the things that I did is I actually scanned some older photos.
Okay.
Of my parents when, like, in the 50s and 60s and 70s. And so every once in a while, I just throw her, like, that curveball. And she's like, what? You know, so it's like
how's this happening?
Yeah, she's like, yeah. Like, there is one where she's, it's a typical 60s photo. She's wearing, like, this big white wig, you know?
Yeah.
And so if you have any of those laying around, you might want to throw them in just for giggles because it does make for a great, great conversation. Jen, thank you so much for your call. For everybody else, I'll put this on my pile to put a link to it in the Q&A forum when I get done with the show. Let's go ahead and do our digital life hacks tip. And this week is brought to you by Total AV. Cyber attacks are on the rise. We all know that. It seems like every other day we're hearing about some new attack. And the reason why is that the more we rely on our connected devices, the more that we have to lose. We have bank accounts, personal data, photos, conversations. There is just so much to preserve and protect. And listeners are always asking me, and it's always in my email, what do I recommend for antivirus protection? And hands down, it's Total AV. And here's the reason why. Total AV is the industry-leading antivirus security suite. Notice I said security suite. It's not just antivirus software. But best of all, it's easy to use, and it offers award-winning protection that you can rely on. They just received a top product award from AV Test. That's a big organization. They consistently scored over 99% in malware tests, and they have just this excellent rating on Trustpilot. But not only do you get continuous protection from viruses, they are using artificial intelligence, and this will block dangerous websites automatically for you, stopping you from unknowingly just clicking on something and downloading malware or something worse. Plus, you can subscribe to data breach alerts and speed up your computer with a feature that they call the junk cleaner. Now, Total AV works with everything. Works with Windows, Mac OS, iOS, and Android devices. And right now, here's the best part, man. I'm telling you, you can get an annual subscription, an annual plan for just $19. Whoa. $19, that's it. But you have to go to the special address, protectwithkim.com. That's over 85% off the regular price. And that's exclusive, by the way, just for Kim Komando Show listeners. So that's why you have to go to this address. If you go buy it anywhere else, you're not going to get the deal. So you have to go to protectwithkim.com. Once again, that's protectwithkim.com for 80% off, protectwithkim.com. It seems like for the last 6 months or so that Google Voice has been coming up in conversation. I think maybe as we get all accustomed to our smartphones and we're looking now to expand its features. And so you've heard me refer to Google Voice from time to time again. I've been using Google Voice with VRBO because you need to have a phone number on VRBO. But I certainly did not want to put my personal cell phone number on the internet, right? I mean, who would ever want to do that? I mean, who'd be dumb enough to do that? So that's why you want to use something like Google Voice, because what it allows you to do is to do a multiple of things. Like, first of all, you can keep your old number if you're switching carriers. So let's say that you've had your own cell phone number for years and years and years, and you don't want to get a new number. Well, they don't have to force you to get a number. What you can do is keep that number by paying Google Voice just $20, and then it will ring on your phone. So you might be saying, well, how does it ring? Well, you have an app, a Google Voice app, and then with that app, you can do so many things. You can take the call, reject the call. You can have people announce who it is. You can also have any type of voicemail transcribed free for you, by the way, and sent to your email. You can also send certain calls straight for voicemail. So let's say it is that VRBO, or let's say you're trying to sell something online, but you don't want to tie up your phone. You don't want to sit there and talk to everybody. Well, you can send everybody straight to voicemail. And then, as I mentioned, you can get that voicemail transcribed and then delivered to you via email. It's also as a great way to give your contact information to strangers, also to businesses. A lot of businesses now say, you know, hey, what's your cell number? So you can give them your Google Voice number. It's also a great idea if you own a business or if you have a side hustle, because you have to, again, put that number into the app, and you don't want to give them your main cell phone number because you don't know exactly what it's going to do. You can also record calls. Now, this is a tricky situation because Google Voice will let you record calls, but you have to make sure that it's legal. I'm not a lawyer. I can't give you legal advice, but I just want to make sure that you're always complying with the law. You can find links to Google Voice and all the steps that I mentioned, anything that you need about it, over at commando.com. Just hit the link at the top of the page that says Kim Show. Hey, there's a scam that's spreading like crazy right now. It's a fraud alert, and it's part of a way that they're trying to steal money from your bank account. So this is a really, really important one. So stay right where you are here with the Kim Commando Show. All right. If you're not getting the Kim Commando podcast, and I know that you're listening to the radio show, and I love that you're doing that, but the Kim Commando podcast, we've had a couple over the last couple of weeks that I think that you really need to listen to. Like, number one is about photos. All right. I know. We all have too many photos. We're trying to organize them. We don't know what to do. Got to get rid of duplicates. Don't know where to store them for the long term. How much should it cost? What do I do with them? Definitely need to get them off the thumb drive. Got them on my phone. Are they backed up? Okay. It's just so many different questions, right? And how many photos do you have? Little fun fact, if you go into your Photos app on your iOS device, whatever it may be, is that if you look at albums, it'll tell you the number of photos. And last time I checked, I think I had 46,000 photos. Wow. Don't waste the film, right? And so with this podcast, 30 minutes, we walk you through A to Z, exactly like what you need to do with these photos to get them off your phone, backed up, duplicated, good things like that. You're going to have to look at all episodes and pick it off the list. The other hot topic that we did that is trending like crazy is cryptocurrency. We did a whole podcast about cryptocurrency 101. What is cryptocurrency? How do you use it? What's a wallet? What's a password? What's a fiat? What can I do to make money mining cryptocurrency? Is that still even a possibility? And if so, which version of cryptocurrency? Because there's 10,000 of them. Okay, again, Kim Commando explains. Wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, you name it, just search. You have to tell it if you're going to do a voice one. You have to say K-O-M, or it's really give you that whole different commando, which we didn't. I know, go commando. I know you're laughing about it right now. So wherever you get your podcasts, go commando. Kim Commando explains with a K, of course. Ron in Malcolm, Illinois. Hi there, Ron.
Hi, Kim.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
So what's going on there in Macomb, Illinois, that I can help you with?
Macomb.
Oh, Macomb. I'm sorry.
Macomb.
Where is Macomb?
It's in south central Illinois, not too far from the Mississippi River.
Oh, I'm sorry Peoria, I mispronounced Illinois, that.
That's quite all right. That's quite all right.
So how can I?
I've enjoyed. I'm really a newcomer to your radio show. I have been getting your daily newsletters and read them with interest. In fact, there's so many things on them. I'm amazed by how comprehensive they are. But I get so, as I read through, I get so distracted. There's so many things of interest that it takes me longer than I had planned to get through it all. So I've been trying to cut back a little bit on the time I spend online, and this is not helping.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, Ron. I'm sorry.
No, but it's very, very interesting. I'm really not very tech savvy, as you will learn, I'm sure, before long. My problem, Kim, is that I purchased a Dot Echo from Amazon.
Okay.
And in hopes that it would help me to use voice commands to manage my various appliances.
Okay.
And I installed it and followed all the directions and tried to get it to turn on my coffee pot and my television set and reading lights and so forth, and nothing happened.
She just sits there, she just goes, I'm sorry, Ron. We don't get it.
Well, I figured that, well, it seems to want things that are up to date technologically and that it can communicate with and,
sure.
Integrate with. So I focused on those things and, read into to Alexa the names of the products and the models and so forth. Made no difference. So I bought some smart plugs thinking that would help.
Okay, so you're everything that you've purchased smart is turning out to be dumb. Okay. So
right.
All right,
right.
Well,
most of my appliances are dumb also.
Okay, well, let's talk.
But it doesn't,
let's talk about a little bit about the way that you do it, and then I'm going to send you some links to some tutorial videos, okay?
Great, okay.
Is that the way that's supposed to work is that whatever that smart device is that it has an app, okay? You install that app, and then somewhere you enable that it's going to be accessible by Alexa. And then you have to, so there's a step. It's not like Alexa's just going to go, oh, I see a smart plug in Ron's house, and I'm going to go over there. So each one has, someday maybe, Ron, but just not quite yet. Okay, so you have to install the app, and then you may also have to pair some devices together. And that mm-hmm. requires you to say to a Fire TV, for example, that this is one account. We're only going to have one Amazon Prime account, and these are the ones that you're going to use to talk to each other. Same thing if you want to configure a Roku with Alexa. You have to go through some extra steps. So I don't want you to feel like, oh, gosh, this is me. I don't know what I'm doing. It's not you. The problem is that they really don't come with a lot of manuals. I mean, I can tell you this firsthand. But there are some tutorials that I'm going to send your way, and I want you to look at the tutorials. And if you need any other help after that, just know that I'm here because you taught me how to pronounce your hometown the right way. Oh, my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so sorry for that, for everybody that lives there. I really am. But I'm going to post some links over in the Q&A forum, and we'll send them directly to you, Ron. And thanks for being a new listener to the show and to the newsletters and good stuff like that. There's a fraud that's circulating online I need to tell you about because it affects your bank here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, if you ever get a text message that says you need to double check your bank account, just say no, okay? Because there's a big scam spreading that says it's from Chase Bank, and I don't want you to click it. Stay right where you are. We have another hour coming up here on the West Coast.
You're listening to the Kim Komando Show podcast, and here comes hour two for the weekend of June 5th, 2021.
All right, so Amazon's 48-hour Prime Day event, as they say, is going to start on June 21st and end before midnight on this 22nd. So now Walmart and Target, they announced that they're going to be having these huge sales too. I buy so much off of Amazon, anything from cleaning supplies, vitamins, you name it. My Amazon delivery guy, though, he's super nice, and he leaves the boxes just neatly stacked by my gate. And he cares about me too. I really believe that because he rang the doorbell. And he said, you know, I'm just checking on you and I want to make sure you're okay because I didn't have any boxes for you today. I see, actually, true story. And I started laughing. I'm like, oh, it's okay. I'll catch up tomorrow. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, just an example of the fun that we talk about everything digital here on the Kim Komando Show. It happens each and every week for 3 hours. You don't want to miss a moment. And it's called the Kim Komando Show because, after all, I know I'm Kim Komando. Ooh. Yeah, really crazy. And you can find the show on over 420 top radio stations throughout the United States on your favorite radio app and always streaming anytime 24/7 over at getkim.com. You can also catch us on American Forces Network Radio. And big thanks to our servicemen and women in the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force who are protecting our great nation, even as I speak. All right, let's start this hour with five things that you need to know about consumer tech. And we're going to start with Amazon Sidewalk. If you have an Amazon Echo or Ring security camera, you are about to share your internet connection with your neighbors unless you say no. That's right. This is big tech. So you are opted in. It's up to you to opt out. Amazon Sidewalk is basically a mesh network that they're creating. It's genius on their part by having you buy their products and letting the products talk to each other. They don't have to put down any lines. They don't have to spend millions on an infrastructure. So if you want to opt out, which is what I did, and I encourage you to do so too, you open the Alexa app, you hit the More button, go to Account Settings, finally, Amazon Sidewalk. Yeah, I know you didn't get that. They didn't make it easy. So if you want the exact step-by-steps along with screenshots, just head over to Komando.com because Sidewalk just isn't cement to be. Number two, let's talk about Twitter. Now you can get a new Twitter, but it's going to cost you Twitter Blue. The biggest feature is the undo tweet. So if you want that, you're going to have to pay for that. It sets up a 30-second timer where it gives you adjustments to a tweet before it's posted. It's kind of like undo send in Gmail, but 30 seconds? Like, really? I mean, if you're drunk and you think that's really brilliant, you're going to say that. I don't think 30 seconds is really going to matter. That's just me. Reader mode, they say, is going to simplify reading long threads, which are always annoying. You can organize tweets in bookmark folders. You get actually somebody in customer support you can talk to. Yes, you have to pay for that. Colors and icons. And if you're interested in Twitter Blue, you might have to wait. Went live in Canada, $3.50 a month. Australia, it's $4.50. No word on the exact date for the United States, but you know what's coming. Makes it sound like a health supplement, doesn't it? Try Twitter Blue with no artificial tweeteners. Number three, Vizio TVs. Yes, they've got a whole bunch of new Vizio TVs out. They got better specs, improved image quality, better support for gaming, they say, bigger 75, 85 inches. Listen to this. The cheapest new Vizio TV with a voice remote is a 43-inch V-Series TV, $350. Whoa, okay. Not a lot of money for everything that you get. So how are you paying for it? That's right, super smart one. We told you about this about a month or so on the show, is that Vizio TVs, they track everything that you're watching and they're selling all your data. So they're making money, more money, by the way, if you look at their finances, more money off of selling the data than the TVs. So the TV is really just the conduit so that they can sell your data. So that's why the TVs are cheap. So next time you see a Vizio and you're like, whoa, that's cheap. Let us know that, again, with big tech, you are the product. Number four, Windows with a new view. That's right. The next generation of Windows, dun, 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 is going to be out later this month. It's called Sun Valley. And they say redesigned start menu, taskbar, file explorer, action center. It has a modern look. The components are going to be rolled out, they say. And it's a big deal on Windows. And since Windows 10 first hit the scene, I don't know, 6 years ago, you have to wonder if this could be actually Windows 11. Now, here's something you may not know. Bill Gates once met Arnold Schwarzenegger at a party. True story. He asked him if he had upgraded to Windows 10 yet. And Arnold replied, I'll still love Vista, baby. I still love Vista. Okay, sorry. I know that was pretty bad. Finally, have you ever fished for an iPhone? Well, a few days ago in Berlin, somebody actually dropped an iPhone 12 Pro into a canal, wading through 3 feet of water, and it was mucky water. Him and his friends, they couldn't find it, but they had an idea. They modified a fishing pole with a magnet. They went fishing for the lost iPhone. Sure enough, the magnet attached to the MagSafe tech built right into the phone. Bingo bango, they fished, put the pole out, they found the phone and brought it back in. And since modern smartphones are pretty water resistant, it actually worked, even being in the water for a few hours. I mean, say what you say about MagSafe, but it is truly an attractive feature. All right, coming up in just a few moments, one buried Google Maps setting that you need to change right now. I mean, I know that you use Google Maps to get from point A to point B, but there's something deep down in there that you don't want to miss. And also coming up, we have Brand New or Not True, and that's America's favorite game show sensation, as you well know, where two products are fake and one is real. It's up to you to decide, the home listener and our brave contestant, to decide which one is the real one. So you definitely don't want to miss that. And if you ever would like to be a contestant on Brand New or Not True, hey, just drop me a note. Just send me a note there at the top of the homepage. It says be a caller and specify in your note there. Say, hey, I don't have a question. I just want to be a contestant on Brand New or Not True, because we're always looking for good people, good contestants that want to play along with us. And how about we start this hour with Pat in Virginia? Hi there, Pat.
Hi, how are you, Kim?
I'm great. What's going on?
Well, I have a problem with bank fraud, and I figured if anybody could help me, it would be you, and I trust you. So,
oh, well, thank you. You're sweet.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, while I was getting ready for work, I got a phone call that said, and left me a voicemail, I didn't recognize the number, from the fraud department at my bank, that they had some suspicious activity. And for me to call this number, and they gave me a 6-digit reference number to give them.
Okay.
Well, I called the number and it was busy, and I'm glad, because I found out later when I did all this reading that could be a scam.
Sure.
But what happened was I finally ended up calling my local branch and said, hey, I got emails that said somebody had hacked into my account, set up Zelle, which I've never used,
right,
added an email contact to my account, and made 10 attempts to send money to a person. Three of those attempts went through.
Oh, jeez.
And I had no idea of how they got in there because the only time I access my bank account is from home. I don't do it from my phone while I'm out. I don't do it at work, nothing. So the guy at the bank suggested they could have gotten in through my wireless printer. So I want to know how to prevent this. I'm very paranoid now of everything.
Well, of course. It could be the printer. It could be a camera. It could be your network. It could be anything. So
wow.
And I'm really glad that you caught it. And I'm glad that you didn't. I'm glad that that phone number didn't go through because they sound so convincing. I actually called one back myself a couple of weeks ago because I'm like, I should just hear what people are actually hearing. And they were good. They were really
good. Wow.
It was up to the point where it's like, okay, so you're in Phoenix, Arizona. We're showing your IP address right there. It's coming in on the phone. They didn't know that.
Oh, my gosh.
So you would just be like, oh, yeah, okay. So, yeah, they do know who I am, right? So it's an interesting thing. It's an interesting dilemma that you've had. One of the things that I would go back to the bank to, we'll talk about the printer in a second, is I'd like you to make sure that you have everything set up with your bank and with your banking app set for two-factor authentication. And up to including...
And they do.
Okay. You might want to just do it to extremes. I have mine to extremes. And you might have to talk to somebody to make it that way. My extreme is that if somebody deposits money in my account, somebody uses any of my accounts for more than $10, anybody who accesses my account, whatever, if there's any touching on my account, I get a text message. If somebody wants to transfer money, because I transfer money a lot to pay the bills now. We're not
right.
sending checks or anything like that. But if there's any money transfer, is that the bank actually has to call me and speak with me for me to okay it. Okay?
Yeah.
The other thing that they have that they don't like to talk about is they can give you a fob. It's about the size of a thumb. And every 30 seconds, it automatically gives you 6 different digits. So when you're online and you're doing something and if you can enter in those 6 digits, is that then that transaction will go through. See, you have to ask them for these features and how do I set them up?
Oh, okay.
Okay, so if you don't, then they don't want to hassle with it because that means one more product
right.
that they have to support, one more person that's going to call them with a question. They're not there really. They're only there for a safe storage for your money. And so they can make money off you because they're not giving you any interest, right? That said.
Right.
So now with your network, you have to make sure that it's secure from the top down, not just the printer, your Wi-Fi. So maybe your neighbors, because your neighbors, if they have a wireless sniffer, is that if you type in your account number and your password, then they can pull that right out of the air. And so what I want to do is make sure that your network is secure. And then we can talk about the printer because there are certain ports that you can close, like 9100 and 515 and 721 through 731. I mean, there's certain port numbers. And that requires some step-by-steps. But what I'd like to do is send you some links on how to secure your network. And let's make sure the entire network is secure. And then if the entire network is secure, then we can go to the printer. But just to toss it out there saying, oh, it must have been your printer, I don't buy it that it was just that. And if they are on your printer, they're everywhere on your network, which I doubt too. Thank you so much for your call. We'll send you some details so that'll help you out. It's time now for Brand New or Not True. This week is brought to you by Epson. Kiss expensive cartridges goodbye. EcoTank makes it easy. So make the switch today. And in case you haven't heard Brand New or Not True, let me just give you a little quick introduction. It is truly America's favorite radio game show sensation, where we talk about new products here on the show time and time again. And so often we sit here and go, wow, what were they thinking? And other times we go, oh, that is never going to work. And another one, you're like, that's genius. That's brilliant. And so that's where I came up with this game. I came up with it all in my head. And so we have contestants, brave contestants, where they have to select which is the true product. Now, if the contestant wins, they get a cameo from me, and that's priceless, of course. And that's where I'll give you a minute video wishing somebody happy anniversary, happy birthday, whatever it may be. And if you lose, well, you get a Kim Commando Show fanny pack. And our Our victim, our contestant this week is Raymond in Phoenix, Arizona. Hi there, Raymond.
Hello, Kim. How are you doing?
Good. So what are you doing here in Phoenix?
I actually work for a radio show myself. I'm a radio host. I'm on international radio with Smooth 108 franchise and 104 The Heat franchise.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, good. A fellow broadcaster. So you know how to play, Raymond, right?
Correct. I'm real familiar with how the game goes.
Okay, so number one, product number one is the game of Scrabble, but it's a different app. You know, Scrabble is one of the best known letter and word games. It was first sold in Great Britain in 1954. A little fun fact for you. Well, now there's a new app to help you cheat. I mean win. Because there are websites where you can enter the seven letters that you have to make new words. They work great. But it says 2021. So using the new app, you take a picture of your letters, take a picture of the board. Through the power of artificial intelligence, you're able to see exactly what word you should play and where. The AI will make sure that every word gets the highest score possible. Using words like equalize is 76 points and chutzpah, 77 points. So this way you're a whiz bang, which is 76 points. After all, what's the most dangerous part of Scrabble? It's all fun and games until someone loses an eye. The app is free, but there are in-app purchases where you can share your scores and your best words on your IG, your TikTok, or other accounts. That's product number one. Product number two is if you have a teenager, are your teens addicted to their smartphones? Said yes, everybody listening. Well, now we have a new product. It's different. It's a smart solution. It's a artificial intelligence phone bag with a zipper, and the zipper activates when you put the phone into the bag. The app turns on. Once in the bag, the teens can accumulate points, and then parents can use those points for rewards. So they might get a point, say, if they put their phone in this special bag when they go to sleep or if they're studying. Maybe they go outside to play. Yes, they get more points. Its cost is $70 plus a $9.99 monthly fee for use of the app. And finally, there's one thing for product number three I have learned about having a golden retriever. The bigger the dog, Raymond, the bigger the poop. And let me tell you, Abby's correct. 80 pounds, and you can do the math. It sounds like you know what I'm talking about. Well, thanks to advanced sensors and new smell technology, you can send out a specialized robotic pooper picker-upper to clean up the yard. Suitable for small to medium-sized yards, up to a quarter of an acre, it goes out quietly, autonomously, to make your lawn no longer the danger zone. And once the dropping is located, this small mechanical arm scoops it up, brings it back into the bin in the robotic little picker-upper. And it works through Bluetooth using the app on your phone. Lift and tilt sensors help prevent collisions and automatically shut down the pooper picker-upper to make sure that kids and pets stay safe. It can be scheduled for any time, day and night. The only thing that you have to do is to remove the bag holding the poop and then just put it in the trash. Doesn't work inside the house, though. So if your dog has an accident inside the house, you're in trouble. Get it? Sorry.
Oh, wow.
$399. So it's up for you, Raymond, to show us how smart you are. Product number one is the Scrabble app. Product number two is that special bag for the teens and their phones. And product number three is the robotic poop picker-upper for the yard. So what do you think, Raymond?
So you're looking, I need to get the fact of it. If it's true?
Yes. One of
or
those,
not true?
Yes.
Okay,
only one of those products is true. Two are false. I completely made them up.
Correct. I will say number one.
Number one is true, the Scrabble app. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, Michael, Raymond is going with product number one.
All right. The Scrabble app. Is Raymond true? Is that true or false? Oh, Raymond, I am sorry. That is not the correct product. But the pause is.
Do not let him get the pause. If they do, either run for your life or expect to have stronger relationships, less wasted time, less addiction to your cool phone.
That's right.
More sleep. More autonomy.
It's a phone. It's a phone bag that has a zipper. And the product is called Pause. As in, a bear walks into a bar. He says to the bartender, I'll have a beer. And the bartender responds, What's up with the big paws? And the bear holds his arms up and says, always had them.
Oh, wow.
So, Raymond, how can I help you?
So, Kim, first of all, I just want to say thank you guys so much for the opportunity at the game. And I just want to say that it's an honor to be able to be a contestant of your show. And I've been a fan of yours for quite some time. And I just want to say thank you for all the just the confidence that you give us who are other radio broadcasters. And my question to you, my question to you today is, I have a hard time with when I'm on air doing my own personal show. You know, we get a lot of phone calls and people come with us with 1,000 questions at once. I have a problem with getting like frozen up. My question to you is, how do you, what's the best coping skill you use to get through the
jitters?
The eeriness of all the phone. Yeah, there you go, the jitters.
Okay, all right. Well, here's the thing. The jitters are there because you don't have confidence, okay? The only way to get confidence is to get experience. So the more you're on the air, the more confident that you'll be, that you can get through it. And the worst thing you can do is sit there and say to yourself, oh, I never should have done that. I sound so stupid. Okay. Have you done that, Raymond?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
I haven't told myself I sounded stupid. I was like, oh man, I shouldn't have said it like that.
Yeah.
You know,
The other thing that you can do is very painful is that you edit your own audio. When you edit your own audio, you'll start hearing the times that you say, or you might have some type of crutch. I had a crutch probably maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And my husband told me, why are you giving out the phone number so much? I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, you're giving out the phone number like twice every half hour. And I started to think about, why am I doing that? Well, because it was my go-to. When I didn't know what to say, when I was looking down at the caller's screen, I would just give out the phone number because I had that 7 seconds to fill. So I trained myself not to do that. And also, you have to watch the clock. If you ever notice, at the bottom of every half hour and at the top of every half hour, we have what's called a hard break on a network level.
Correct.
And if you listen very carefully, is that I never miss a beat there. And that's because you watch the clock and you go and you can be spontaneous at the same time, but to make your marks. But if you slow down your voice, it may be at a normal pace, because sometimes when you get excited is that people start speaking faster. And then when they speak faster, then they don't know what to say. So
correct.
You
just nailed it right on the point.
And the best thing of all is that when you're on the air, is I want you to pretend that you're speaking to someone who you love. And I want you to put a big smile on your face. People will hear that smile, Raymond. They will. I smile all throughout my show. And if you ever watch the show.
I watch your show a lot. And that's what I'm saying. Like you just give me the confidence to keep going and to know that, you know, watching you, I've taught myself, you know, better how to make better appearances on the radio, how to, you know, just get a better lingo at things. And that was the sake of you. So thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure, Raymond. You can do this. I hear you. As long as you have passion. You know, the big thing is you have to have passion for whatever you're doing. If you're just getting out of bed and you're going to a job for a dollar, that's no fun. And you're not going to be good at it because you don't want to be there. So find something that you're really good at, something that you're passionate. Raymond, thank you so much for your kind words. You should come see the show in person someday. You live here in Phoenix. You're always welcome. It's time now for our digital privacy tip brought to you by StartMail. I don't trust big tech, and you shouldn't either. You've heard me say that for years, that free email services like Gmail or Yahoo, you know, they're not really free. You pay with your privacy. In fact, these internet giants bank on exploiting your data by selling it to the highest bidder. Your business plan, Google has it. Your medical records, Yahoo can sell them to drug companies. And that's why I use StartMail. It makes me feel safe again. I send encrypted emails with just one click, even if the recipient doesn't use encryption. And when you delete an email, it's gone forever. Switching to Start Mail is seamless, too. You can easily transfer all of your current email data, so there's no starting from scratch. Dump the spy mail and get your own Start Mail account. Do it right now while you're thinking about it. But you have to go to the special address, startmail.com/Kim. You get a 7-day free trial. And if you love knowing that big tech isn't reading your email like I do, and remember, Start Mail is not located in the United States. It's located in Europe, where they have better privacy regulations. You're going to get 50% off your first year. That's the best deal that they offer, exclusive just for you. But you have to go to this address, startmail.com/Kim. That's start with the letter T. Don't trust big tech with your data and privacy. Go to startmail.com/Kim and sign up today. We're all tired of sitting on the couch. I got it. We're all going on vacation. We're all heading out. But I don't want you to make the mistake, because guess what? Thieves, they're not going on vacation. They're waiting for you to go on vacation. So there are some ways that you can use technology to your benefit. Like, number one, make it look like someone's home. You have things like Amazon Echo, Google Nest, that you can set up smart lights to come on and off, smart plugs to do certain things. You can even have maybe Netflix turn on automatically every night at 9 o'clock. You also want to, number two, enable Alexa Guard. I don't know if you know about this, but if you have an Echo, is that you can set up Guard. And if glass breaks or a smoke alarm goes off, is that you'll get a notification. Packages, what are you going to do with those? Try not to order anything. That's obvious. Duh, I get that. But there are other tech solutions like the Amazon Key, where you can let them open your garage door and leave the packages there. You also want to start considering DIY security cameras. You know, where can you put cameras? You can also use any of your gadgets, your laptops, your computers as security cameras by just going to a particular website. And finally, number five on our list is SimpliSafe. You know, proud sponsor of the Kim Komando Show, is that if you don't have a home security system, I don't know what you are waiting for. Just go to simplysafekim.com and you can check it all out right now. All the sensors that you need for water, windows, medicine cabinets, gun safes, whatever it may be. Put sensors on all these things. And so if somebody opens something, not just a door, anything else, is that you have the video footage, as well as you can get an alert on your phone or via email. You have links to all of these just free for the taking over at komando.com. That's KOMANDO.com. And when you're there, hit the link that says Kim Show right on the homepage. Still to come this hour, we've got a scam alert I need to tell you about, smart plugs then that can just worm into your network here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, when you buy a seat on an airplane, have you ever wondered what the person next to you actually paid for their seat? It's nuts. You could be paying $500 for that seat, and the person next to you is paying up $150. Now, it doesn't have to be that way when it comes to home remodeling projects. You can find out what your neighbors paid for similar home improvements. And I'm sure there are at least a few areas in your home that needs a little TSC or maybe some updating. Take a bathroom. One of the things I love about Angie, the app, is that you can hop on their app and see what typical projects cost in your hometown. After all, costs in one part of the country, it's different than other parts. So here in Phoenix, a typical bathroom remodel is about 10 grand. So let's say that you do that and go, okay, that's in my budget. Well, using the Angie app, you enter your zip code, and then Angie asks if you're going to maintain or change the bathroom's floor plan. Do you want to move or install a new shower or bath? Do you want to change around the toilet? What about cabinets, flooring, sinks? Then Angie matches you with pros that have real reviews. That's right, real, honest-to-goodness customers. Their pros can also help you with a kitchen remodel. Big part of your home. You're thinking about selling it someday, by the way. Interior paint, flooring, windows, electrical, plumbing, and patios. And I was reading the other day about how important outdoor spaces are to people looking for a new home. They truly now want the entire indoor-outdoor experience, complete with cooking areas and living spaces and couches, along maybe even with a television in the backyard too. It makes sense. Angie can totally set you up with the right professional in your area. This way, you're not second-guessing if you got a fair price or the right person or team for the job. You can find pros and fair pricing for any home project: power washing, appliance repairs, roofing, home cleaning, gutter cleaning, pest control, window cleaning, fence repair. Yeah, Angie will step in and help you get it all done in a jiffy. So download the Angie app to your device in the Google or Apple Play Store. You can stop dreading to deal with home repairs or remodels. Angie will do it for you. You'll be happy. I am. Download the Angie app for your device in the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. Arnie in Tampa, Florida. Hi there, Arnie.
Hello, Kim. It's so good to talk to you. I've listened to you for years, and never imagined that I'd actually be talking to you.
Oh,
so it's a real pleasure.
You're sweet. So how can I help you?
Oh, well, two quick questions. One has to do with changing operating systems from Microsoft to some Linux distribution, probably
okay.
Ubuntu, because that's most common.
Right.
And probably easiest to use. And I don't think that'd be much of a problem. The main reason I'm interested in it is mainly because of security and cost. I live in a 55-plus community, a lot of people on fixed incomes, that kind of thing. And having a Microsoft as an operating system is just really expensive.
Yeah, it can be a bit of a nightmare, too. Well, I think if your idea is to change everybody over to Linux, it's, you know, it's a good distro that you're talking about. There's also another flavor of Linux that I would like you to look at, and I'm going to send you some links about how to make that magic happen between getting rid of Windows and installing the Linux. There's another version called Elementary, and it looks a lot like the Mac operating system, and it has a lot of apps like the Mac operating system. So, you know, between Ubuntu and the Elementary, it's up to you to decide which one it is. But if you have like people who are like really new, you might want to point them to that Elementary. But if you have somebody who's been on Windows for quite a while, which a lot of, you know, folks have been at this point, and they're comfortable with command prompts and, you know, they just don't want to pay Microsoft's bounty for everything every time they turn around, is that is definitely an option. But what I'd like to do is send you some videos to kind of get you up to speed. Like 7 things that Linux does better than Windows and 10 advantages of Linux over Windows, you know, that type of stuff, Arnie. So this way you're self-educated because you're going to be that guy to everybody, you know, in the community.
Yeah.
And then then what I like to do is also send you some links to the Elementary OS so you can also check that out as well. And thank you so much for your kind words. It really means a lot. And remember, what took you so long? Darn it. I'm always here for you. Stay right where you are here with the Kim Komando Show. All right, there are good smart plugs and there are bad smart plugs. And over at Komando.com, we have the ones that you need to avoid and some reliable models that we recommend. Just head over to the website, of course, and hit the link that says Kim Show. Stay right where you are. We have another hour coming up. You don't want to miss it on the West Coast. Well, I mean, you know.
All right, next up, it's another hour of the Kim Komando Show podcast exclusively for Komando community members. Here's hour 3 for the weekend of June 5th, 2021.
Have you ever used Nextdoor? Ever used that app? It's a place where neighbors complain about what's happening. Like, there was a woman in my neighborhood who was complaining about the landscapers starting at 6 in the morning. It was waking her up early in the morning. It's a true story. She just moved into the area from California. She wanted to know what her rights were, that the landscapers were starting at 6 a.m. and what she should do about it and how can she complain. So Barry got on there and he basically told her, you know, stop complaining about your neighbors on the internet. It's 80 degrees here in Phoenix, Arizona, even at 6 o'clock in the morning. So give the guys a break. And by the way, take a bottle of wine over to the neighbors, meet them, and politely ask if the neighbors can start a little, if the landscapers can just start a little later. At say 6:30 a.m. See, sometimes you just have to tell people, like, get off. So then Barry was showing me, like, he had like hundreds of people, like, giving him a thumbs up, like, yeah, like, just some people just need to get offline for just a moment. And welcome to another hour of America's most trusted source for all things digital. It's called the Kim Komando Show because, after all, I'm Kim Komando, and you can find us on 420 stations across the United States, streaming in your favorite radio app, and streaming 24/7 over at the website, getkim.com. And I'd also like to thank the American Forces Network Radio for carrying our show. And a big kudos goes out to our servicemen and women in the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force who are protecting our great nation, and also anybody else who has served our veterans. All right, this is part of the show where I like to talk about future tech. And Tesla might have the Cybertruck, but the Italian tire manufacturer Pirelli has the Cyber Tire, has built-in sensors that measures pressure, temperature, and acceleration. Now, Pirelli first announced these new smart tires back in 2019, with those features that sound like they should already be standard on today's cars. Now, the tire pressure monitoring system, of course, because it's tech, is shortened up. So they're calling it the TPMS, installed on the wheel, not the tire, which in the case of the CyberTyre will allow for more precise readings when connected to a car via Bluetooth. Now, the CyberTyres are finally going to production. The 2022 McLaren Artura Hybrid Supercar. Oh, the McLaren. I've driven a McLaren. You better just like hold on for dear life. This car is going to cost $250,000. Right now, they only track the ratings I just mentioned. They're planning on putting 5G in there, so like talk cars to cars. And I imagine that once the CyberTyres are widely available, that kind of tech, you'll be paying a pretty penny until then. And just blame it on inflation. All right, number two, the hills are alive with the sound of Apple Music. That's right. You soon have three options to choose from, beginning with the quality of the music, CD quality, then up for a more dynamic range. And you probably can't hear the difference. And then there's a top tier for those top true audio files. Apple says that the lossless audio with the new spatial audio from Dolby is going to be coming in June for some subscribers in Europe and Asia. Those upgrades are already there. It's not going to cost you extra if you're already an Apple Music subscriber, but you do need to update to iOS 14.6 for it to all work. Otherwise, you might be getting in a little trouble. Number three is don't snooze on this upcoming Fitbit update. That's right. The Google-owned company is apparently getting ready for the next evolution. The code of the Fitbit Android app, snore and noise detection. That's right. While the current sleep tracking measures your heart rate, your movement, this one is going to use the Fitbit's built-in microphone to measure how much you snore each and every night. The data will be factored into a percentage, what kind of ambient noise that it picks up. It's not available yet, but it's arriving soon. A couple of things to consider. For one, besides the fact that you're going to give me your okay for yet another always-listening microphone into your bedroom and your life, this is going to drain the battery of your Fitbit pretty quickly, so charge it up before you go to bed. The bigger issue is whether or not that detection feature knows who's snoring, whether it's you or the person next to you. You might call it snoring. I just call it sleeping really well. Number four, Microsoft is getting in the broadband for the masses department. What is that? Microsoft says it's staying grounded with its AirBand initiative it's rolling out. The big push is to expand broadband to rural areas. Microsoft is looking to do the same thing in big cities that have trouble with reliable, affordable internet, they say. Atlanta, Cleveland, Detroit, El Paso, LA, Memphis, Milwaukee, and New York City. Oh, isn't that cool? By the way, we're all in those cities. They are going to put broadband internet, they say, the reach of people who can't afford it. And finally, number five. Fly the friendly skies. That's right. It's been 18 years since the original supersonic passenger jet, the Concorde, was retired from service. But now, supersonic air travel is making a comeback. An aviation startup called Boom Supersonic unveiled its prototype XB-1 last October, a 1/3 scale jet that can break the sound barrier. Then they have a bigger plan for the Boom Overture. It's going to carry 88 passengers and hit Mach 1.7 or 1,300 miles per hour. I just got distracted because I thought to myself, if I was going to be naming a supersonic jet, do you think we should be calling it Boom? I'm just thinking that is probably something like the marketing department should have given extra thought to. Bottom line, you're going to go from New York to London in 3.5 hours, usually a 7-hour flight. So fast forward, United Airlines made a deal to purchase 15 of these bad boys from the company. You're going to raise that option to number 50 if they have it. But don't start packing your bags yet. First, they have to produce it. They've got to go through testing. They got to get clearance through the FAA. The Overture will go into production next year with a rollout set for 2025. The jet will take to the skies 2029. It's not going to be cheap. Boom, again, that other unfortunate name, expects tickets to be in the $5,000 range. Ooh, the average ticket from New York to London now is about $600. So plan on your money flying away faster than you do, but let's just hope this venture gets off the ground. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is open at 1-888-825-5254. And If you ever have a question for me here on the show and you don't want to be on the radio, that's cool. Still love to get your emails. Just head over to commando.com. At the bottom of every single page, there's a link that says contact us. Randy in the Big D, Dallas, Texas. Hi there, Randy.
Hi, Kim. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. What's going on in Dallas?
Oh, well, it's rainy and it's hot. But not as bad as North Dakota and that, what I'm hearing on the radio and that. But basically, I'm out here and I'm getting ready for the farmer market, and that's where my question comes from. I've got a small 25-acre farm, Kim, and I'm looking to promote it. I've only been at this about 2 years now, and I have a Facebook account. But I really want to get a web page. It seems like every business has some type of a web page. But part of the issue is, you know, farmer markets, they're limited on budgets and that. So I don't have a lot that I can devote towards it, especially in the beginning of the business. But
sure.
I was looking how to go ahead and, you know, what maybe some programs or sites you might recommend. And
well,
then,
Randy, what? Also, go ahead. Go ahead, you go.
Okay, and one more thing. Basically, you know, it talked about different fees and that for different sites. Like, I guess there's one fee if you post it on Google, and then one for Yahoo. That kind of thing. They call it domain, I guess.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we have to. Okay, we'll start from the beginning. Okay.
Okay.
Anything that you go to is called a domain, like commando.com, google.com, and let's just say, for lack of a better example, randysfarmersmarket.com, okay? So what you do is you register the domain, and I can send you links on how to do all this. Just so you go there. It's like owning a little piece of the internet and a little piece of real estate. And so you get your domain. And then you pay anywhere from $10 a year. They want to always upsell you to $40 for 2 years, when really it's only $10 a year. So you really have to watch. Sometimes they're kind of shysters when they start pricing this stuff. And whatever phone number that you put on there and whatever email address when you register it, just know that unless you take an extra step or two, you pay some extra money, that that's going to be available to the public, meaning anybody on the internet. So you want to use a phone number that is that you'll have for a long time, and an email address that you'll have for a long time, because that's how they're going to contact you. And you got to be careful, because people are going to be contacting you with scams, saying like, "Oh, we can register you in Hong Kong, or somebody in China is trying to take over." You know, if you ever have any questions, just give me a call. All right.
Okay.
So now, what's the purpose of the website?
Well, the main purpose is to kind of promote the business. Right now, you know, I'm only doing the farmer's market, but as the business grows, I have thought about selling directly from my place. So I wanted to grow with that and kind of promote what I'm going to be selling for the week, because the crops change as the weeks and season goes on.
So what you could do is you could use a company called Shopify, okay?
Okay.
And with Shopify, you get a website, you get a blog, and you get an online store. So instead of you trying to figure out like Squarespace and Wix and all these other ones, just trying to, we're just going to have a really simple website. We're going to have a great logo. That's important. And with a blog, you can talk about and put some pictures up with the crops and different things, you know, maybe even some recipes with some of the vegetables. So, yeah, because, you know, I mean, I can buy Brussels sprouts, but if I don't cut them off and put them in olive oil in the oven, I don't know what to do with them, right? So,
okay.
So, you know, so some ideas along the way, because there's a store, people can pre-order, they could actually even pay for stuff and then pick it up at the farmer's market. So, you know, whatever you're carrying there is going to go home in somebody else's car. Right?
Right. Okay.
So
that sounds great.
So, and in addition to that, they have a, they have what's called a tap and card reader. So you could use your phone to accept payment at the farmer's market. And so,
okay.
So this, and then all this ties back into your QuickBooks account. So now you know exactly how much it's costing you and how much you're making.
I see.
So now, so how much is Shopify? Shopify is, the basic is like $30 a month. Now, do you feel comfortable registering your own domain? Is that something that you think you can do? Or is that something you're like, wow, I don't even know where to start?
It's probably like, I don't know where to start about my own domain.
Okay. All right. So here's what we're going to do from time to time is that I ask our IT geniuses, and they are geniuses, John and Jeremy, to help out one-on-one with our listeners like you.
Okay.
So that this way you can get up and running. The only thing that we're going to charge you, the only thing that we're going to ask you to pay is anything that you have to pay, like the domain fee and the Shopify. We're not going to charge you an hourly fee or consulting fee or anything like that.
But in that's great.
Okay. But in return, every once in a while, maybe you say, hey, have you heard of the Kim Komando Show? Okay. So,
absolutely. Okay. I can do that, Kim.
just a little plug every once in a while. You know, you give somebody a carrot and you go, okay, here's a carrot. Okay, here, let me tell you about Kim Komando. Okay. So let's do this, Randy. We are going to make sure that we have all of the great contact information for you. And
okay.
We'll get you started and see if try to think about in your world, who do you know in Dallas or near the farm that can also help you out? Because there's a lot of steps here, and then want to make sure that maybe we train you and we train somebody else along the way. So, Randy, stay on the line. We're going to help you out and stay right where you are. We have more of the Kim Komando Show coming up. All right, a couple of things I want to pass along before we go back to all of your great phone calls is that you may have heard photographers talking about like shooting in the RAW. Not naked. RAW is a file that's huge in comparison to JPEG, which is compressed. Now, you can shoot photos on your iPhone in RAW format, but they take up a ton of space. And so what you want to do is make sure that you turn the option off. Just try it if you want to, but turn it off. We've got all the steps over at Komando.com. And while you're there, take a look at a trending post that we have about the reasons to avoid accepting cookies. You know, you go to a website and it says, do you want to accept the cookies? And you're like, yeah, okay, I guess, not really sure. Well, you know, cookies on legitimate sites aren't a bad thing. But if you're on a site you're not so sure about, could be malicious, think twice before accepting all those cookies. It could lead to malicious cookies being stored on your phone, your computer, that could in turn install some malware. Watch out for cookies that mention third parties. Accepting them could give consent to your data being sold to brokers. And steer clear of cookies that deal with very sensitive data like medical services. Let's see. Joe in Greenville, South Carolina. Hi there, Joe.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Kim got a little bit of a situation, but first I wanted to mention that there's a really distant connection that I have with you, and that is my older daughter went to the same high school as you in New Jersey.
Really? She went to Mount St. Mary?
Yes. She's a little bit younger than you, but she went to Mount St. Mary's in, I think it's Watchung or Mountainside, New Jersey.
Yeah, Watchung, New Jersey. Right up there. It was a beautiful school. Yeah. I'll tell you, though, I left when I was a junior. And graduated when I was a junior because I was like, I mean, you know, it was nice and the nuns were nice and everything, but I was like, I am so done with this. I'm just moving on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we moved from New Jersey to South Carolina and been here ever since and awfully glad that we did. But Mount St. Mary is certainly a beautiful school.
It is. You know what? And it was a great foundation. It really was. I mean, I was class president and student council, all that other great stuff. And I was just ready to go to college instead of hanging out for my senior year, which sometimes I regretted because when I went to college, I was 15. You know, I was like, ooh, a little young right there.
Wow.
Yeah, so anyway, what's going on with you?
Well, got a little bit of a situation. I've got two daughters and a son, but my youngest girl is a single mom. She has a 9-year-old daughter and lives in a townhouse community not far from my wife and me.
Good.
And as a granddad and a dad and a granddad always concerned about your children's and grandchildren's safety and welfare, and with the increasing crime rate, not specific to the neighborhood, but in general,
sure.
I applied to the architectural committee of the Homeowners Association to mount security cameras on the someplace on the townhouse, so we get a view of the sides of the building. And the architectural committee turned us down, and despite offering some compromise and different options, they turned us down.
Gotta love those HOAs, right? They're just fabulous.
Yeah, just a little bit too authoritarian for me, but my daughter and I decided there's got to be more than one way to skin a cat. So we thought, how about if we mount security cameras inside the windows of the home so that we didn't have to touch the outside of the building and therefore no architectural committee approval. But our question is, are there systems or devices that will be able to be activated even if they are inside the window looking out?
Very smart question, Joe. Very smart. Now, you sent over some photos, didn't you?
I did, yes.
At the townhouse.
The three sides. It's an end unit, so there are three sides. Yeah.
Correct. Okay, so let me tell you. So, John, you hear me talk about John, our IT genius? He's amazing, this guy.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, you know, when I have IT issues, he's the guy that I go to. I mean, and let me tell you the other thing about John. John has every single one of my passwords. Every single one. I mean, that's how fabulous he is. I mean,
fabulous and trusted.
Very trusted. Very trusted, because he can remote into my computer anytime. Sometimes it's funny because I'll be sitting there and I'll see like my mouse cursor move. I'm like, whoa, is that me? I'm like on some trip over here. You know? And I'm like, John's like, oh, right. Then he'll write a note and go, sorry, I was going to update your system. So anyway, so took a look at the three pictures of the townhouse, which is lovely, by the way. It's interesting that they won't let you put in outdoor cameras, but you have a satellite dish, right?
Right. Okay. We had to get special approval for that.
Okay.
Yes.
So what John was saying, what we were talking about, is that if you want your camera's night vision to work through glass, is that you have to have it, you have to provide some exterior lighting. So you can use traditional outdoor lighting or IR lighting. And then he also suggests you also have to turn off or cover the camera's built-in IR light, because that's going to mess up through the glass. Okay. So he's got a couple of recommendations, a Logitech Circle indoor outdoor security cam, and then a window mount. I'll send you links to these, to what John thought you could be using. But it does make sense, because you're going to need some type of exterior lighting, but you're going to have to make sure that you turn off or cover, which is just, you know, a little piece of tape, right? That's not going to be a big deal for you to do that. Or sometimes right. You have to do it within an app. Again, not a big deal.
Right.
But it is interesting, you know, with the satellite dish, you know, they probably can't block that because of a federal mandate. And the same thing with where my husband's dealing with ham radio antennas. With an HOA, because the HOA is saying we don't want any ham radio antennas, and you need a permit for that, and blah, 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 because the neighbor doesn't like the way that they look. Well, you don't need a permit. You know, HOAs are great in one sense, is that they do keep things in order, right? I mean, they do. But
right, and I understand their desire for uniformity and compliance to the rules. I totally get that. I was hoping that I could help them come up with a system that could become the standard in the neighborhood, because it's a growing concern and a growing desire for people to want some additional security, and certainly now much more available than when the rules were written 15 years ago. So.
Absolutely. So the rules on this HOA that I mentioned were written in 1965. If you look at the rules, nobody in that community should even have a smartphone. Okay, it says no wireless devices. What about does the HOA prohibit like a Ring video doorbell?
Well, I didn't actually inquire about that, Kim, because that wasn't my intention. So I don't know, but my suspicion is that they would allow that, because it's not, you're just replacing a device that's already on the door frame. You're not adding anything to it.
Yeah, I think, you know, that. So that's an easy fix for the front door. And then you could get some cameras in the windows above, as you showed, which is a great idea to point down. You know, and of course, you know, nothing beats, you know this, Joe. Nothing beats a good home security system, too.
Right, right.
Because somebody opens a window, somebody opens a door. I know you want to see what's going on outside, but it's pretty hard to beat. So if you're, you know, if your granddaughter there is by herself, that you can, you know, your, let's say your daughter needs to run out for some whatever reason, she can, you know, she can teach your daughter, your granddaughter, how to set the alarm, how to unset it, and which, and also there's what I always like is that there's a just to show the kids the panic button. So if something happens, mm-hmm. if you just push this button, it automatically calls the police or fire. And you don't even need to call 911. Just push this button. So if somebody's there, you just push that button. You don't need to pick up the phone and try to do anything.
Boy, I hadn't thought of that. Thank you, Kim.
So something to put in your little noggin there. Okay.
Okay.
So let me. I will send you the links that I mentioned or from John. Okay. And okay. And then for everybody else, I'll put them in the community. And if you have any questions whatsoever, Joe, I am here for you. With small businesses across the country facing uncertainty, it's critical to be prepared for anything. As a small business owner, your business is your lifeline. That's why it's so important to protect your critical business documents and why I've been recommending iDrive for years. It's simply the best cloud backup service available. Let's not forget that they also recently won PC Mag's Best Cloud Backup Solution for Consumers and Businesses for the 7th year in a row. Yes. iDrive can be used to back up all your devices, your PCs, your Macs, your servers, your smartphones, and more, all into one account. With their industry-standard encryption, state-of-the-art security, you can rest assured that your data is completely safe. It's an affordable step that can potentially save you time and money in the event of hardware failure or a ransomware attack. Plans start at less than $6 a month, and we use my name, Kim, to check out. You get 90% off of your first year. Just go to iDrive.com. Use my name, Kim. Do it now while you're thinking about it. iDrive.com and use promo code Kim. All right. Your search history. Have you ever thought about that? Ever thought about what you've put into Facebook search bar or Twitter search bar? You know, maybe you're looking up some old flames, right? Maybe you're seeing like what your neighbors are doing or whatever it is. So what you want to do is every once in a while, clean all that out. It's not difficult to clear the search history for both your favorite browser and your social media sites. In Facebook, you go to your profile, the three-dot menu, view activity log, and then you can work your way down into clearing searches. Google Chrome, again, it starts with the three dots in history. And then you'll see an option on the left side that says clear browsing data. That's just for Facebook and Chrome. Hit commando.com. You find the steps for clearing the search history on Twitter, Instagram, other browsers, including Edge, Safari, and Firefox. Stay right where you are. We have more coming up, including Allie, our amazing content queen. She's going to be here to join us. And then later on, there are apps that have leaked personal data on 100 million users. Wow. You got to get rid of those. And of course, you have more of me, Kim Commando. All right. So one of the great benefits of joining the Commando community is that if you and when you have any tech questions is that you can drop them in the community and myself or Allie or Ben or somebody or our IT geniuses like John and Jeremy, they come in and they will help you. So like, for example, Sandy L, she's like, oh, I've been using Webroot Secure for many years since Kim had them as a sponsor. I mean, I'm sorry, Sandy, that must have been like 20 years ago. And she's just wondering if she should still have them. And so, you know, John hops in and says, hey, you know, pick up Total AV for $19 your first year. And he gives a, you know, talks about they delete tracking cookies and they clean up junk data and also has anti-spyware all rolled into one. Then Diane wanted to know more about the security aspects of the Eero mesh router and is it good and which system's better. And, you know, John just wrote, look at this. I mean, John just wrote a whole, like, book. I mean, that's what's so great is it's very thorough. So if you're looking for tech answers that you can trust, don't just like Google anything. You know, that's not good. Just head over to getkim.com, sign up for the community. You get the show streaming 24/7 whenever you want. And then as a side benefit, you get to drop your questions inside the community. Still to come this hour, we have some apps that are leaking personal data. I'm going to tell you more about that. But first, joining us is our amazing content queen, Allie Seligman. Hello there, Allie. So what's going on in content land?
Well, I want to talk a little bit about streaming, and I want to talk about passwords.
Ooh.
So I've talked about this before. We've got a rule in my house. We try to keep one streaming service at a time.
That is so smart.
You know, we're not going to watch a ton. Why waste the money on it, right? So we broke the rule a little bit because I wanted to watch an old season of Top Chef. So I signed up for Hulu again. I've had it before. it's always easier to sign up on a computer, right?
Right.
So I went, I signed up, and I thought, let me check this tab that says My Devices. And wouldn't you know it, there were a ton of browsers and phones and other devices that were not mine.
You're kidding.
I am not, no.
Wow. So did you you didn't recognize any of them?
There were a few that were definitely me, but no, there were Samsung phones. Don't have a Samsung. There was...
Somebody's riding on you.
Uh-huh. A Vizio TV, not me. A bunch of browsers. So you might be wondering...
About 25 people across the country just went, damn.
Exactly. Yeah, so definitely go check yours. You might be wondering, how did this happen? Well, it wasn't a Hulu data breach. I know exactly what happened. The email and password combination that I used there... I have used it on other sites that have been breached.
Shame on you.
I know. This is one of those do as I say, not as I do situations, but it really made me realize how important that is. If you reuse these passwords, yeah, people are going to steal your accounts. We actually wrote about this last year. You know, during the pandemic, so many people were looking for free access to accounts. They weren't breaking in to do something nefarious, steal your credit card. They just wanted to stream without having to pay for it.
Well, because, you know, you can go to that website, Have I Been Pwned? And then you type in your email address, it gives a password. So these are combinations that are just readily available out there to anybody.
Exactly. If you're willing to do a little digging, you can find people's logins.
So now you did that. Did you go look now? Because you do. You go down this rabbit hole when we talk about this. I mean, you know, Allie, she opens the door and it's like, well, I'm just going to keep going.
Keep going.
Okay. Yeah. And so, which is great, by the way. So you cleaned up Hulu.
Yeah. So for Hulu, first step, kick out all the devices. You can get rid of all of them. You can log everything out, even my own. Doesn't matter. You can just re-sign up. And then I immediately change the password. That way I know they can't get back in.
Okay.
Then, yes. I use Chrome on my personal computer. And I went to the password checker. If you go to passwords.google.com, you can click password checkup. It will show you all of your weak passwords, your leaked passwords, anything redundant that you've used over different sites. It was a wake-up call for me. I knew it was there, but it's one of those things you just ignore.
Well, because it's like, you know, who wants to spend their time? The last thing you want to do is change a password, because then it's like, you know, here's the email, two-factor authentication, you know, what's your mother's maiden name, what size shoe did you wear when you were five? I mean, whatever it was. You know?
Well, and the funny thing is a lot of these breach passwords are on sites that don't have that much security. So not ones where there's 2FA or extra questions or things like that. So it's pretty easy to change the lower level ones. I went through, okay, what are the most important ones to start changing? And I did those. And now I'm going to slowly work my way through the rest of the
list. Now, did you come up with a passphrase to remember, or did you use a password manager?
I'm using a password manager for it because, one, I don't want to set redundant passwords, right? I've got, here's my password manager password. Here are a couple that I know for important things like my email and my bank account. But I'm just going to let a password manager do the work.
I use a passphrase.
Do you?
I do. But it's, if you really wanted to figure out the scheme, I'm sure you could. But at least I'm better than my phone's password is still 00000.
Sure.
I mean, I'm very sad to announce that me and Kanye West have the same password. Although, you know, he is a billionaire. But then I used to use a word all the time as a password.
Okay.
I mean, it was just one word. And you know me for a while. So, you know, it's like always like, it's a positive affirmation word.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's not loser, it's winner. So, I mean, I would be like, winner. And so it's funny. So I was trying to get into one of Ian's accounts the other day. And I said, Ian, what's your password? So it was winner.
Aww.
I was like, oh gosh. No, we need to get a move on from that.
Well, and we all have them, right? You have those little go-to passwords.
Yes.
Especially the ones you established way back in the day when you didn't think about passwords needing to be complex. It was like, okay, this needs to be five characters, maybe a number.
Okay, so the moral of the story is change your passwords.
Change your passwords.
Okay,
yes.
And check your devices. And I'm sure you've got all the links that people need.
For sure.
Over on the website.
Yep, commando.com.
Good job, Allie. Thanks for being here. Coming right back, some apps have leaked personal data, as I mentioned. These are the ones that you need to delete. I'm going to tell you more about that. Still to come this hour of the Kim Commando Show. Hey, Checkpoint Research examined 23 Android apps, the pattern of exposing personal data, username, dates of birth, gender, location, email addresses, payment details, some names, screen recorder, logo maker, Astro Guru. Yes, to see the full list of these apps that you should be removing from your phone, head over to commando.com and hit the link at the top of the homepage that says Kim Show. And don't forget, 24/7, We are always constantly keeping our website up to date, and you can always find us in breaking news alerts. They are free for the taking at konaindio.com.